You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 53. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to today's show. Gosh, it's been almost a year now that I've been doing this podcast. This is episode number 53, but I actually started mid-February, so I'm just 2 months shy of that actual 1 year time. I launched a few of them back to back just to get things up and rolling, but this is the 53rd episode, so I'm very excited to be celebrating that. And I hope that you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Hopefully you're subscribed. You can subscribe over at iTunes. If you like it, just go to iTunes. You can type in Jackie Almer, Street Smart Wealth, Profit in Your PJs, any of those, and definitely give me a review and a rating. This helps me know that it's making a difference for you. Well, I've had some really interesting weeks since the holidays ended and the new year began, and I hope that you are off to a great start in 2014. You know, it's kind of interesting. My husband had vacation, and we are new out to the beach in Ventura, so we decided to take a staycation, and we went whale watching, and we rode a luxury coach up to Santa Barbara and did wine tasting. We literally walked out of our house, walked 3 blocks, paid $3 each, and got on this amazing luxury coach with Wi-Fi and all types of things, dropped us off right in downtown Santa Barbara. We had lunch, we shopped, we went wine tasting, we watched the sunset. It was just absolutely a beautiful day, and I just kept thinking, wow, this is so amazing. It's so amazing to be a part of this and to have created a life that allows us to do this, you know, really anytime we want. And it was nice because we were able to do this in the middle of the week and not have to, you know, mess with the crowds and all that type thing. In the meantime, about 4 months ago, I started on a pretty significant yoga practice, wanted to really take it seriously. So I've been taking 5 to 7 yoga classes a week. And wow, is it ever telling me a lot about my mental clarity, my attitude, and my sometimes lack of a can-do attitude. So you may be wondering, what does this have to do with business? Well, really, you know, life is business, and your mindset is everything. And then just this week, I finished up with a fast, and it's the first time that I've ever gone beyond about 12 hours. Usually what happens is I start a fast, and by 12 hours into it, I'm so hungry, and all I can think of is nachos and pizza and that type thing, and I end up ordering a pizza, and it trashes the whole thing. But this time, I was really deliberate on getting my mental clarity around the fact that I could do it. If people could go for days and weeks without food, I could do the same thing and I could be fine. And it was kind of funny. During the process, I took 3 yoga classes and went on 2 2.5-mile walks. I was very gentle. I didn't push myself, but I did that. So the point of this is, whatever it is that you desire to create in your life, in your business, you create it in your mind first. You really, truly do. And so I hope that you'll take that message away and that you'll really begin to work on focus on some clarity, some commitment, and some focus around whatever it is that you want to create in your life. Because I want to tell you one thing, or in your business, the only thing that's standing between you and success is you. It's one part of you. It's the shadow side of you, as I've heard it referred to. It's that, you know, little devil on your shoulder that's sitting there telling you that you can't do it. But that person is imaginary. Your mind is a powerful thing, and it can work you through accomplishing absolutely anything that you want to accomplish. So I want to encourage you to hold on to that. And today's show, we're going to be talking about how to get yourself started or restarted after a slump. And this is going to really take some mental clarity and some focus on your part. Now, just quickly to kind of wrap up all the fun that I've had with wine tasting and pampering, massages and facials and all that kind of stuff over the last few weeks, I really realized the importance of taking care of myself and enjoying the journey that we're on in this business. So whatever you're working toward, make sure you have little rewards for yourself. They don't have to be anything big. Go get a manicure, you know, when you've contacted 10 people on your list. Go get a massage when you sponsor a new person onto your team, or if you make a product sale, or whatever it is, whatever in your business resonates, make sure that you're doing, you're rewarding yourself in some way. Take care of yourself and enjoy the journey. And start each day with a little gratitude practice and ask yourself, is there enough today? The answer is almost always yes. It has been for me. And so I choose to be in gratitude and I choose to rejoice the fact that things are going my way. And I love this little mantra from Louise Hay. I'm from hayhouse.com. And that is, life loves me. Every day, many times a day, I say that. Life loves me. Life loves me. And you know what that does? It helps me find upfront parking spots. It helps me get a great seat in the movie theater, even when I come dashing in at the last minute. It helps me find a great spot with lots of space in yoga class. It just helps me, and it certainly helps me in my business, welcoming new team partners each and every week, each and every month, and having that growing and thriving business. So figure out what your gratitude practice is going to be. Now, you know, one other thing that I really have focused on in the last year is developing my copywriting skills. You know, good marketing, and especially good online marketing, whether it's blogging or email communication or developing products, ebooks and webinars and those type things, it really does come down to good copywriting skills. And I love the word skills, because skills tell us that those are things that we can develop. It doesn't have to be a natural born talent. I'm not a trained writer, but what I knew is that if I followed the coaching of the many people who had gone before me, who had said the same thing, I don't know the first thing about writing copy, where do I get started? If I dedicated myself to learning from the masters and not being resistant to what they coach on, I could develop those skills, and it's really starting to work. The feedback that I'm getting is incredible. If you're not on my newsletter list and you want to follow along, just go over to profitinyourpjsnow.com. That'll give you my downloadable kit on how to profit in your PJs, how to build a business from home and online. And it'll also let you see some of what I've been learning. And I certainly welcome your feedback. I don't get it right every single time, but I do put it out there, and I'm having a great time with it. And if you want to study some of the learning that I've studied for it, very insignificant, I think it's $19 for this ebook. You can go to jackiealmer.com/crackerjackbook. jackiealmer.com/crackerjackbook. And that's really what I've been studying. Ben Settle, he's really a master. I always like to warn everybody, he can be a little offensive to some, not to everybody, but to some. He's a Gen Xer guy, and he writes a little differently, certainly, than what my middle-aged wham market typically is attuned to. But that's okay. I've learned to learn from the masters. I can take the skills that he's sharing, the concepts, and I can weave my own style and personality into it. Now, don't forget that the show notes, everything's over at the show notes, so the link to that resource will be there. That's over at jackiealmer.com/053. Well, it's a new year and always a new day, so no matter when you're listening in, definitely know that. And here in the United States, we've just recently passed Martin Luther King weekend, and many marketing analysts say that business does not really get back into full swing, at least here in the United States, following the holidays until we're past that weekend. So now we're coming up on 2 weeks past it, and that's a great thing, because now we can get into full swing in the business. So how about you? Are you back in full swing, or do you find yourself in that post-holiday slump? Well, like I said, today on this call, we're going to go through 6 tips for getting yourself back in the saddle when you've dropped off due to a slump. But first, I want you to hear from our podcast sponsor. Let me ask you a question. Are you treating your health and nutrition with a one-size-fits-all supplement plan? Well, with ID Life and their free personalized health assessment, you can design your own nutritional thumbprint specifically for you. They have weight management products, whey protein, powder from grass-fed cows with milled chia seeds, energy products, and sleep strips. All natural, organic, non-soy, non-GMO, gluten, and casein-free. So if you'll just go to perfectidlife.com, you can design yours right there today and get healthy and wealthy. Now that website again, perfectidlife.com, and you'll find that in the show notes as well. You know, I really appreciate the sponsors of this podcast, and I there's nothing I love more than supporting other home-based and network marketing businesses. And if you're interested in sponsoring a podcast and having my audience of over 153 countries and tens of thousands of downloads hear about what it is that you're marketing, as well as get a link off of my website because it goes into the show notes and it's evergreen, it's out there forever, you can go to JackieAlmer.com/ads, ADS, and you can learn more about sponsoring a podcast. So let's talk about that slump. Have you ever had one in your business? Well, I can tell you that I've had plenty of them in my 20 years in network marketing. 20 years in network marketing, and I've had plenty of slumps in my business. You know, way back in the early days, I lived in Phoenix and had a big walk-in closet, and I used to walk into that closet and shut the door and lay on the ground and look up at the ceiling and just ask myself, why am I doing this to myself? It's back when I drove myself crazy with fear and procrastination and thinking that I was working my business, thinking that I was working my business because I was thinking about my business and thinking about all the things that I needed to be doing in my business. And you know, I let absolutely everything create a slump for me in my business. I let my kids create a slump. That was just procrastination. Oh, well, I can't do this today because of my kids. Or I let the weather create a slump. Oh, well, the weather's not good, so I'm not going to the meeting. I made up bad timing for other people. Oh, they're probably, you know, now's probably not a good time. I bet they're just getting home from work. I bet they're just sitting down for dinner. I'll bet they're out with the kids, whatever it was. And it really was fear and procrastination and ultimately just losing the habit, getting out of the habit of doing the things that would move me forward in my business. Now, it's kind of funny. I mentioned earlier, I've started this yoga practice, and over the holidays, I had about a 9-day stretch where I was up at my Lake Arrowhead house, so I didn't have access to yoga. I think I went to one class, but that's all that was available. And of course, I took my mat, but you know, I wasn't dedicated to getting it out every day and coming up with my own practice, which I should have been, or anything like that. And it was amazing when I got back to class. Oh my gosh, my muscles were tight and I felt like I had lost the ground. I'd lost the momentum that I'd gone into everything with. And you can possibly relate to that because you know what? It works the same way in your business. So we're going to cover those 6 simple steps that you can take to get you off the ground, back in the saddle, out of the slump, and feeling good about your business. You know, because when you don't feel good about yourself or your business, it creates extreme mental clutter. And mental clutter is very bad for helping you get what you want out of your business. So step number 1 is to re-examine the reason for your business. Now, you've heard it said before, to really be successful, and I'm a big believer of this, you have to have a compelling why. Just making more money is not enough. You know, do you just absolutely detest your job or your boss? Are you just absolutely fueled with huge burning desire to get away from that? Because that's what the money will create in your life. Do you want to be a stay-home mom or stay-home dad and that's your driving force? What is your compelling reason, your compelling why for working your business? Because it's a volunteer business, and you know, we all know that when it's a volunteer business, we have to be the ones that get ourselves out of bed, get ourselves out of procrastination, get ourselves to pick up that, you know, 800-pound gorilla, whatever it is that's called the telephone, whatever it is that's holding you back. So make sure that you re-examine the reason for your business, make sure it's compelling and it's complete. I will tell you that in coaching dozens and dozens of, and hundreds actually, of clients over the years, both in my business and outside of my team with private coaching that I've done, very often when people are in a slump or they're having a hard time, I run into very vague reasons that they give for their reason why. It's not compelling. It's not written down. It's not well thought out, and it's not enough to get them into gear in their business. It has to motivate you out of all the other mindless things that can suck your time dry. And you know what I'm talking about. Think of email. We can waste and procrastinate so much time sitting in email. Facebook. How much time do you spend out in Facebook just with mindless chatter? I mean, I created it myself. I created a post out there that had to do with social stuff going on. Nothing that was important in my life, but it was amazing to me when I stopped and thought about it and cleared my mind of it. I thought about how much negative energy I was putting into this thing that had happened in football, and it was insignificant, and no matter what ever happened, what the outcome was or anything that transpired with it, it basically was going to have no effect whatsoever on my life in the past, in the present, or in the future. And so I just had to get over it and let go. And we all can find ourselves caught up in that. We get caught up in the news and the drama on social media and that type thing. And, you know, pretty soon our business time for the day is gone because we've been out there doing those things. And then, of course, there's those bright, shiny objects going down all different rabbit holes, thinking that we're finding the secret for how we're going to be successful in our business. What is that secret? What do we need to uncover? What do we need to do to tap into that? And really, the secret lies within you. For the most part, you know what you need to do. There's a time for educating yourself and studying, and then there's a time for taking action. And you want to make sure that you're doing a combination of both. So re-examining the reason why for your business can help. And consider writing down your mission too. What's your mission or your purpose? What's your driving purpose in life? What epitaph would you want put on your headstone? What is it that you want people to speak about you at your funeral or service or wake or whatever it is? What are those words that you want to be spoken about you? What's the legacy that you want to leave behind? And I know those things can sound kind of dreary, but think about that and let those be some of the driving forces that move you forward in your business. Now, the second part of it, step two, and again, these are very simple things. What are the action steps that you need to take to have the success that you want? And again, just like writing down your vision and your mission why, write these down and mentally run through each step. Write them down. What do you need to do? In network marketing or direct sales, even party plan, it's really pretty simple what we need to do. We need to be content. We need to get our business out in front of people so they have the opportunity to say yes, no, or give us some referrals. That really is the name of the game. We need to constantly have people going into our sales and marketing funnel. And I don't mean to use those terms to sound cold or anything, but that's what it is. Everybody who buys anything goes through some type of marketing funnel. When you buy a new car, you go through a marketing funnel. You go to the lot. You pick out what you want. You look at the price range. You look at the different features that the car offers. You look at the colors, different things like that. Then you settle in on the test drive. That's a big part of the marketing funnel because they know once they get you into that car and the smell of the new interior and all of that, you're going to be much more likely and compelled based on emotion to want to purchase that car. So that's a big part of the marketing funnel. We have to get people into our marketing funnel as well. We have to contact them. We have to invite them to take a look. We have to actually get them in front of the presentation, whether it's one-on-one and in person, a webinar, or a video that they watch online, whatever it is. We have to get them into that sales and marketing funnel. Maybe it's experiencing the product. Maybe we have a product or service that we just know is going to really wow them. And so that's a big step in our funnel, is to get them experiencing the product. So whatever it is, write down the action steps that you need to take to have the success that you want in your business. If you're building online, you need to be blogging. You need to be out on social media marketing the content that you create. Maybe creating YouTube videos is a part of it. Maybe you're doing a podcast like this one. Maybe you're doing audio trainings and webinars. Whatever it is that you're doing, those steps, creating products, you need to know what those action steps are, have them written down, and make sure that you understand every step in the journey and that you're taking action on completing those steps. Now, tip number three is get accountable. Put some accountability into your program. I know for me, I work absolutely at my peak when I have an accountability partner, when I'm really focused on like the gym or my yoga class or something like that. If someone's counting on me to show up at the gym, I won't let them down. I work harder not to let them down than not to let myself down. So maybe you need to do that in your business. Find an accountability partner. In most cases, it won't work well if it's your sponsor. I will tell you that. Your sponsor and your upline, it's good to check in with them from a coaching perspective, but from an accountability perspective, maybe not so much. So find someone. They don't even have to be in your business. They could be in a totally different business. You just do a check-in with them. You report in on your daily and weekly action steps, how you feel about that. You listen to any advice and any coaching that they may have for you, and you get very serious and committed to that. So an accountability partner may be one way that you want to do that. You can also develop some personal accountability just by a simple poster board. Get a poster board, but put a big square on it and make that square just like you're making a calendar. And you can use a calendar as well, but do a poster board and put 30 squares. Do a poster board for every day of the month. Or maybe you want to do a 90-day challenge. So on your poster board, you're going to put one big box and you're going to divide that up to where it has the equivalent of 90 small boxes on it. And then what you need to do on each of those small boxes is every date that you contact someone, you put a date in there and a name. So let's say today is the 1st of February, just throwing that out there. Let's say today's the 1st of February and you're listening to this and you start today to take action. So today you contact two people. In box number one, you'd write 2/1/14 and the name of the person who you contact. And then in the next square, you'd put 2/1/14 and the name of the second person who you contacted. And you'll do this every day and with every person who's a new contact for your business. So a poster board makes it very simple and very visual. And put that poster board up somewhere where you're absolutely going to see it and where it's going to remind you and possibly even make you feel guilty if you're not taking the action you need. You can do this in a journal or a calendar as well. And then if you want to sponsor a weekly check-in with either your accountability partner, or this is where your sponsor and your upline can come in, you know, doing a weekly check-in just to let them know what you've accomplished, what your goals were, what you actually accomplished, and, you know, sharing a little bit about your feelings around that, what's working and the things that you want to work on. Okay, tip number four, ask for support from those around you. This is so important, and it's a step that we most often don't do because for whatever reason, we don't like to ask for help. That's kind of a common human trait. We don't like to ask for help. I know I don't either. You know, my husband will see me struggling trying to get something off the top shelf in the cabinet. We've got really tall cabinets in our beach place in Ventura, and I have to jump up on the counter or pull a chair over or something to reach the top. And it's so funny. I will most often struggle and stress and even knock something off and break it before I'll ask him, "Hey, can you come over and get this down?" And he always laughs at me because when he sees me, he'll say, "Do you need some help with that?" And I know he'll help me. I don't know what it is about that human characteristic that stops me from saying, "Hey, can you do this?" So sit down with the people around you who care about you and ask them for your support, for their support. Let them know what it is that you're working to accomplish. Share your goals, share your intentions, and tell them how they can best hold you accountable and what works for you. It's very important that you lay down those parameters and those guidelines, because what you don't want to do is ask for their support and what they feel like that is berating you when you don't accomplish something and all you're really looking for is someone to check in on, check in with, share what you, you know, had written down, share what you actually accomplished, and, you know, give you some words of encouragement. So you want to make sure that you definitely lay down some ground rules with how that's going to work. But ask for support from those around you. And that could even be asking for support in dealing with household chores and duties and things like that too. Places where you may need assistance so you can carve out an extra 30 minutes to an hour each day to get you back in the saddle and back into, you know, working on those goals and those type things. Okay, tip number 5, understand the timeline for success and the frustrations that every entrepreneur goes through. You can ask any entrepreneur out there. I don't care if it's Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, the top income earner in your company, or whoever it is. You can ask any entrepreneur, anyone who's working on it, who's made it, or anything like that. You can ask them about the timeline of success and the frustrations that they went through. The timeline of success looks the same, has the same components for every entrepreneur I've ever encountered. Have an idea, get started with it, have self-doubt, berate ourselves because we're not further along, have some success, have some more failure, some success, more failure, some success, a change in plans, different things like that. But all entrepreneurs will tell you that they felt like they had all the odds stacked against them. Everybody in their center of influence was telling them, oh, it'll never work. Don't do it. You're wasting your time. You're crazy. Get your head out of the clouds. Get a real job and those type things. If you listen to any entrepreneur's interview, those stories are all the same. And that should really empower you to know that if you're feeling right now like you're in the depths of failure with your entrepreneurial endeavor, you are on the right path. You just have to keep going. That's the only thing that makes the difference between those who make it and those who don't. Those who make it keep going. They shove those fears and doubts aside. They shove aside those doubters and people who share the negativity, and they keep going. Which leads me to our final tip, number 6, just do it. I hate to always use the Nike phrase, but it's so true. Just do it. Get into some type of action. Push yourself, just like at the gym. It's late, you're tired, it's cold out, you don't want to go do this. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Do it over and over and over again. Make that list, or take out that list and dust it off. Prepare your success language. Know what you're going to say, know what you're going to say exactly. And very often I hear people say they get stuck because they don't know exactly what to say or do. Make sure this isn't you. You know, I've got my streetsmartscripts.com, my success language. You can always access that. It's got emails, it's got voicemails, it's got objections, all different things that you can say in various situations. So make sure that you know what to say, and then make those 2 calls. Make those follow-up calls. Just do whatever it is that you need to do to get your game in action. Well, that's it. Those are the 6 tips. They really are. They're simple. I think that you'll agree. Tip number 1, re-examine the reason for your business. Tip number 2, what are the action steps you need to take to have the success you want? Tip number 3, get accountable to yourself, or get an accountability partner, or to someone. Tip 4, ask for support from those around you. Tip 5, understand the timeline for success and the frustrations of an entrepreneur. And tip 6, just do it. Just do it. Well, thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. If you have questions for me, you can always post them over on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. You can also post any questions or comments on the show notes, which are at jackiealmer.com/053. And all of the resources will be there, any links that I shared, certainly information from our fabulous podcast sponsors. You can definitely find all of that over there. And if you have a question or something you'd like covered on the podcast, you can go to jackiealmer.com/question and use the little SpeakPipe question voicemail, leave me a message, an actual voice message, and a little MP3 it'll create for you. And definitely tell me your name, the name of your blog, and if I use it on the show, you're going to get a little bit of plug in there as well. If you like this podcast and you found it helpful, please spread the word and share it with your friends and maybe other people in your business, your downline, your team, that type thing. And head on over to iTunes and give me a rating. You can just type in Jackie Almer, Street Smart Wealth, or Profit in Your PJs. Give me a rating and a review, and I would definitely appreciate that. So until next week, make it a fabulous week, and I look forward to watching you get out of whatever slump you might find yourself in. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.